Post-race media availability for today's AAA 400 Drive for Autism in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. And we're joined by today's runner-up finish, Kyle Larson. Driver number 42, Target Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing. Kyle, great run out there again today. Wild restart. Could you please walk us through that final restart from your perspective?
Yeah, you know, it was a good race for us. Obviously, I didn't need that last caution. And, yeah, I mean, Jimmy's the best of our time, probably the best of all time. So he just has obviously a lot more experience than I do, you know, on the front row late in races, and, you know, executed a lot better than I did. So I got to get better at that and maybe get some more wins.
Okay, we'll open up the floor for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start in the back with Kyle.
Kyle Magda, Performance Motorsports Network. Kyle, did you notice anything in the outside groove there on that last lap? Was it cleaned at all, or it looked like you're running through a bunch of speedy dry there?
I mean, it didn't matter for me. He was already clear of me by the time he got to turn one. So, I mean, I got loose off of two, but I was also trying to run really hard, so I don't know if the speedy dry affected me at all. He'd already had me beat by the time he got to one.
Any additional questions downstairs? Okay, we'll go here to Tom.
Tom Bowles, Front Stretch. Kyle, I just wanted to see if you would walk through the contact that you had with the 78 a couple times during the race. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. I was on two tires, I think, at that point, and I was just trying to fight him off, you know, as good as I could, and, you know, his patience probably ran out with me, and, you know, shoved me into three, and I almost got in the wall, but was able to stay out of it, and, yeah, I mean, we were just racing hard. We're race car drivers, so that's what we're supposed to do. Always enjoy racing him. He was really, really fast the first half of the race, and I was just racing him hard to try and hold him off.
We'll go next to Dustin.
Dustin Albino, FrontStretch.com. Kyle, you had a career high in laps led. Is this the biggest disappointment of your career?
That's a dumb question. No. No, I mean, I've had bigger disappointing races, I guess. I don't know. It's not. I mean, it's disappointing that I didn't win, but it's also, you know, a positive that we led more than half the race and held off guys on four tires and we had two, and you know, we were at a disadvantage a lot of the time and was able to hold people off. So I mean, I'm disappointed that I didn't win, but I'm proud of the effort that our team put in, and you know, proud of myself for the effort I put in most of the race. Yeah, I just got to get better.
Would you say this is the best car you've ever had?
At Dover, for sure. I'd say the best car I ever had was Fontana when I won. So, yeah, I mean, this was close to it. This place is hard. I don't think you ever really feel perfect here.
Any additional questions for Kyle? Kyle, thanks for joining us. Good luck next week in Pocono. We will continue on with today's post-race media availability. We're joined by today's third-place finisher, Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78 Furniture Racing Toyota. And, Martin, you know, you had a strong car out there again today, a wild restart there at the finish. Would you please walk through the end of the race from your perspective?
Well, you know, for us, it was the end of the race was really all about just trying to pass cars and get back to the front where we'd been all day long. You know, we got caught on that caution there with, I don't know, 60 or so laps to go, and we pitted, caution came out, got trapped a lap down, had to do the wave around, and then drive up through the field from the back. So definitely proud of our finish today. I thought we definitely had a shot at the win until that happened. And, you know, after that, it was just we were kind of playing catch up. And, you know, a place that's really difficult to pass, we'd come from about 15th to get to third. So definitely proud of the run, proud of the effort, and the car the guys brought here today. Wish we could have had a little better shot at it towards the end there, but, you know, all in all, third is a decent day with two stage wins.
Okay, we'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for Martin, we'll get a wireless microphone to you. Any questions for Martin Truex Jr.? Okay, Martin, thanks for joining us.